Welcome to Bounce with Zanella Morrison, the podcast that has conversations with extraordinary, ordinary people.
Oh, you're taking me back there. That was one of, I think in my 8 years journey, that morning was my most challenging. I had not planned to write that LinkedIn. Actually, I don't even know how it came about, but I just found myself writing. And I was writing while having a conversation with my 16-year-old daughter. I was in her room, like I usually do, you know, whenever I find myself in my headspace that I needed someone to talk to. But, long story short, on that fateful day, I was feeling so overwhelmed. And it was the challenges that were surrounding me at the time that got me in that space. And it had gotten so bad that I was beginning to feel, I was actually feeling like my 8 years journey of trying this entrepreneur thing had been a sacrifice on my family. It's like I've sacrificed my children, I've sacrificed my husband, I've sacrificed us as a family because everyone was supporting me to try and get this off the ground. I mean, they've given me 8 years of trying, of pushing, of my husband being the sole provider at home. I would bring in income, but it was, you know, here sporadic. And there. Yes, it was never enough, something to live off. But I kept believing. But most importantly, my family kept believing. And they kept pushing. But Zanella, I found myself that day in a position where reality wanted different. Reality was demanding different of me. Different from what passion and purpose was saying. I needed to respond with a different answer. And reality is that here I was with children that schools were receiving letters. It had been a battle for years, but now this time it was like, please do not send your daughter to school. Please do not send your son to school on Monday unless so-and-so is made. And you are sitting there with those challenges. You're looking everywhere like everywhere was a problem, you know? It was just a challenge. And I was like, do I continue sacrificing them and saying I am going after what I believe I'm good at, what I believe I can still achieve? Or do I close shop and go look for a job so that I can keep my children in school, so that I can help my husband carry his family? And I say help him very carefully because I am married to a man that takes pride in providing for his family. Like even him, for him to come and hear this, he's gonna like, oh, what are you saying to the world? Yeah. Like, I'm incapable of taking care of my family. You know,
yeah.
I'm married to such a man. I'm married to a man that in the 15 years that I have been employed, by the way, we've been together for 23 years plus, but in the 15 years that I have been employed, worked in two different banks, he has never known my payday. That's how committed he is to supporting his family. He has never known my payday. He actually never knew I got bonuses and such things at work. So I would get paid on the 20th and on the 21st I'm there, I need petrol money.
Oh my word.
And nice. Because it was his responsibility and that's how he took it.
But
and
you still that's felt how this tremendous pressure.
But I still, yes. So I believe that I have a role to play in a family. I have a role to play. And especially when I could see things not going right, you know, his businesses also were not doing well. So you feel the need to want to close the gap, you know, to help him. Being a man, it doesn't mean he must carry everything himself, you know, and I was feeling like I was a failure because I was unable to close the gap when it was needed. So I felt so much like a failure. I felt so much like a burden, like a burden. I looked at my children and I felt like I was failing them. Here I am, the education that I had promised them, that we had promised them, that I was now leaving it on him alone. And now even him alone is struggling. And here I am. I can't make heads nor tail of what's happening. Where are we going? So that's where I was that morning, that was this a mistake? Because also I was asking if it was a mistake, because Sanelle, deep down in me, I still believe in this, Jenny. I still believe so much more of myself in this journey. I still want more. I want to achieve it. I want to make it. You know, I wish it was a door I could just stand up and say, can you just open?
And you've got something good. So, you know, Dikeledi, I think for me, I've really had to slow myself down and be very mindful to listen to your story, because I think you represent so many entrepreneurs. And I hope that they hear themselves in your story and in the struggles of the decisions they've made to be out there, because I can tell you that this season has appeared in most entrepreneurs' lives. So what I want to do is, when we come back, let's go into you and your offering and you out there having conversations, trying to put bread on the table, selling your value proposition, and also the tools that you've had to think about including in your journey that hopefully will make you successful. That's the stuff we often don't think about. When you want to go out into the world, you think you've got this vision, you've got this idea, this concept, and you want to take it out there. It is not enough. It's like, we know love is not enough in a relationship. It needs work. A vision, an idea, or even a concept, it is not enough. There is so many other things that you have to put into place to be successful once you're out there in the real world by yourself. You're listening to Bounce. See you in the next episode.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.